with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump dismissed the notion that Vice President Harris has made gains in the polls as he reacted to her acceptance speech this week at the Democratic National Convention.
No, she's not having success. I'm having success. I'm doing great with the Hispanic voters. I'm doing great with black men. I'm doing great with women because women want safety. They want safety. And they don't have safety when they have somebody allowing 20 million people into our country, many of them very dangerous people.
Former President Trump offered his live reactions to Harris's remarks on Truth Social and then called into Fox News immediately after the vice president concluded her speech on Thursday night. House Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the Biden administration after a stunning inspector general's report found nearly 300,000 migrant children have gone missing inside the United States.
Johnson told reporters in a press call Tuesday evening, quote, "This administration's failure to secure our border is facilitating what is the equivalent of a modern-day slavery operation." The speaker continued, quote, "The southern border is a national security disaster and a humanitarian catastrophe, and Kamala Harris cannot be trusted to fix it." According to the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as of May of 2024, failed to locate more than 291,000 unaccompanied children that had been released to domestic sponsors. The 14-page report reveals that another 32,000 were found and given notices to appear for immigration removal proceedings, but never showed up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An improving economy could change the mindset at the Federal Reserve because with inflation cooling,
the time has come for policy to adjust.
That is Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who says he believes interest rate cuts may be right around the corner.
The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
And this is SRN News. A new report on anti-Semitism in this country. Here's Michael Harrington.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack, in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed, erupted after Muslims alleged they saw a local Christian desecrating the Quran. This is SRN News. Authorities say an attacker with a knife killed three people and seriously wounded at least five late Friday at a festival in the western German city of Solingen.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing, as Solingen marked its 650th anniversary. Witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors. The mayor of Solingen said the city was in a state of shock, horror and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives. Germany's government recently promised to toughen knife laws after a rise in the number of stabbings.
And that report also suggests witnesses alerted police shortly after 9:30 p.m. Friday to an unknown perpetrator having wounded several people with a knife on a central square in Fraunhof. Police say the attacker remains on the run. More of these stories at srnnews.com.